And four major American manufacturers say they will start offering financial support for the training of military veterans. The corporations are taking part in a program called Get Skills to Work Coalition. It has set its initial goal at training 15,000 vets. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
Unemployment among veterans has been falling, as it has for everyone else. The jobless rate among vets serving after 2001 now stands at 9.7%. But that's still about 2 percentage points higher than the general population. GE and Boeing, along with Alcoa and Lockheed Martin, will bankroll training for vets at a technical community college in Cincinnati, Ohio, with plans to roll out to 7 new cities as well. The program will be managed by the Manufacturing Institute and will include technical as well as on-the-job training. There are about 1 million veterans expected to leave the armed forces in the next 4 years, and their military separation comes as manufacturers say they need more skilled workers to man higher-tech factories. Many veterans have faced a difficult time landing private sector jobs soon after they separate from the military, but the data suggests that as those veterans age, they tend to stay employed, and older veterans actually have a lower unemployment rate than their civilian counterparts. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.